Hello everyone, welcome to the starter episode of the podcast series on Salesforce, Einstein, GPT, and Data Cloud. My name is Samson Peter. I am the Associate Director of Salesforce at World Cyber, and I have over 15 years of experience in the technology domain. With me, I have Taha Hamid, is the Salesforce Technical Architect at World Cyber. We initiated our Salesforce practice 5 years ago, and today we take pride in being a rich Salesforce partner. Our aim with this podcast series is to educate our audience about Salesforce, Einstein, GPT, and Data Cloud, and how they can benefit from it. In today's episode, we will talk about Einstein, GPT, and see how SalesGPT in action. In today's episode, we will talk about Einstein GPT and see SalesGPT in action. So what is Einstein GPT? Right? This has been sort of a buzzword within the Salesforce CRM community. So Einstein GPT is the world's first generative AI for CRM. And it can help generate personalized content, create personalized content across every Salesforce cloud with generative AI. It is open and extensive. It is open and extensible, supports both public and private AI models, purpose-built for CRM, and train on trusted real-time data. Einstein GPT will integrate with OpenAI to provide Salesforce customers with out-of-the-box generative AI capabilities. Einstein GPT empowering automation. So across all the Salesforce clouds, Einstein GPT is going to empower automation. And for example, for Sales Cloud, Einstein GPT will help with auto-generate sales tasks, like composing emails, scheduling meetings, and preparing for the next interaction. In Service Cloud, it will help generate knowledge articles from past case notes, auto-generate personalized agent chat replies to increase customer satisfaction. Einstein GPT for Marketing will generate dynamic, personalized content to engage customers and prospects across email, mobile, web, and advertising. Einstein GPT for Slack Customer 360 apps will deliver AI-powered customer insight in Slack-like smart summaries of sales opportunities and surveys and users' actions like update knowledge articles. Einstein GPT for Developers will improve developers' productivity by using an AI chat assistant to generate code and ask questions for language like Apex. Now, the next topic is Einstein Trust Layer. Now, one of the challenges for, I won't say one of the challenges, actually the main challenge for any company in using AI, especially for the customer data, is to ensure that their data is not leaked outside their organization, right? And data is not shared other companies that they're sharing data with or AI models that they're sharing data with don't retain the data. That is one of the major concerns. And Salesforce have created Einstein GPT Trust Layer that ensures these challenges are addressed. So Einstein Trust Layer basically addresses these challenges with number of techniques. First of all, zero retention architecture. Throughout Salesforce GPT, Einstein have created basically a zero retention policy, and while they were in discussion with OpenAI, they have OpenAI has contractual obligation not to basically say Salesforce data. And Salesforce have also basically audited OpenAI's architecture to ensure that no data is retained. Second is basically secure data retrieval. So one of the advantage, or you can say one of the important aspect of Einstein trust layer is data. When the data is retrieved, right, when the context is set through data, it respects the permission that the user have defined or the permissions we have specified for a particular user. Second is basically dynamic grounding. So additional domain-specific knowledge and customer information is added to the context dynamically, which reduces the chances of hallucination. One thing that we have learned during all the webinars and events that OpenAI has conducted is a lot of discussion regarding the hallucination, right? The data hallucination. And with basically, CRM data, knowledge articles, service chat, Einstein is ensuring that the hallucination is reduced as much as possible. So the response or the generated response is trusted. Last but not the least, data masking. So in order to ensure that no personal information or payment information is sent out to large language model, Salesforce automatically detects these informations. It masks out or it quickly removes this information before this information is sent to the large language model. And once the response comes back, Salesforce dynamically basically adds this information back to give proper context to the internal user. Now, Taha is going to show us SalesGPT in action. Taha, over to you.
Hey, thank you, Samson, for having me in this podcast. So. Thank you for setting up the ground. What I'm going to talk about or showcase you the email capabilities that we have got in this Einstein GPT. This particular feature which I'm going to showcase, this email capability, is available in the demo box for the partners. So let me just showcase what this capability is all about. So this is one of the demo orgs we have, and here what I'm going to do is we have this contact and I'm going to draft an email for this particular contact. Now for this we have these icons over here under the activity tab, and I'm going to use this email tab, which is a standard Salesforce email tab. Through this, you can draft the email within Salesforce. So if I'll be clicking on it, it will open up the widget of drafting this email in front of me. Now, what I'm going to do is that I will be drafting this email, and not just this widget can be used, also this sales email capability can be integrated with your Outlook email or your Gmail. Okay, so let me select a from email address, and the contact is already selected over here. Now I have kept the subject over blank over here, and the body of the email is blank. Now if you would be noticing, if you have this sales email feature activated in your org, you will see this draft with Einstein. So for that we have a permission set through which you can assign the permission to the user so that they can see this particular button. If I'll be clicking on that, it will show me some of the pre-generated templates which I can use. Just to clarify, these are not those sort of templates which we call email templates within Salesforce. These are the templates being created by the Einstein GPT, and down the lane we are going to get the prompt builder through which we can create those templates within Salesforce, and the same way those templates will be available after the creation to select. I'll show you how these templates are going to work. So eventually what will happen is, if I select any of the templates here, this will, let's say if I select introduce myself, now what it does is that it will show me the widget through which I can select a product. For example, if I'm a service company and I'm offering some services, so it will be maintained under the product. I will be selecting one of the product services. Let's say service subscription on monthly basis. So I have this product selected and the product description, which is covered in your inventory. Now I will click continue. So through generative AI, the system is going to generate this email body through generative AI, and it will consider all those aspects of, like, for example, the company name, the other information that you have stored in Salesforce. If I compare it with the normal email templates, what it does, that the content of that email is pre-written, but here nothing is pre-written. Okay, everything is being taken care by the generative AI so that you can get the most appropriate email bodies to, as a rep, you can send it out to your customers, and it will save a lot of time. Here, just to mention, like, some of the elements that have been taken care by this generative AI while creating this email body is like the company name, okay, the role of the person whom I'm sending this email to, the kind of the product which I have selected, okay, and also the description of that product, and there will be much more. The more information you have on your contact, on the account, the more information you will be getting in your email. Now I can, it's not just this is a generated email. Now I can add furthermore on top of the email, and then I just do the rest and I'll click send. So this email will be sent over to the contact. Now here's the catch. First up is, this email has been sent and it says unopened, which means that as soon as this email will be opened by the customer, it will notify over here, or this will be changed like this, like last opened. Okay, now every time you send an email, it's not going to happen like you will be getting the same content from the generative AI. That's the power of it. It will analyze your previous emails and then it will come up with every time with a new content to make it relevant. So let's say I want to send another email. So I will be doing this email again, and I'm going to select a different template, let's say. Okay, since I've sent the email regarding the services, so I'll be selecting the same product. Now again, our generative AI will come into the picture and it will create one more email body for you. This time the context is completely different, because what I selected is, I'm just trying to follow up with the customer. So that's how it generated the email, and then I can modify or add on, I can remove whatever content I want to add.
Okay. I thought you understand it correctly. So This is basically, Einstein is basically taking this conversation into context along with the other data, and then generating body of the email using generative AI. Is that correct to say?
Absolutely, Samson. The reason being is, for example, if I'll be getting the same email every time, then it's not going to work. So this generative AI is, I would say, really intelligent to consider all the aspects of, like as I said earlier, like it will look at the previous emails which have been sent away, as well as the information you have stored on your account and your contact, and then it will club all this information together, and then it will present you a new email body every time. That's the power. So coming to my email which I was trying to showcase, so this is the email I have, and then email is ready and I'll be sending it away again, and it will be tracked here under the activities. So all those emails which I have sent to this contact, they have been, those were tracked over here. So this is all I have to showcase from this sales email capability standpoint. I hope that I was able to explain this feature, and looking forward to cover the other features as well in the next series of podcasts. Thank you, Samson.
You are Taha. Thank you. As a Salesforce partner, we are a rich level Salesforce partner. Salesforce Commerce Cloud Link certified partner, Salesforce B2C composable implementation partner, and MuleSoft and Tableau consultants. We have received a 4.8 out of 5 customer satisfaction rating, and this is purely based on the customer reviews we have received on the projects delivered so far. And we have delivered over 50 projects. In upcoming podcast, we are going to discuss, not just discuss, basically it's going to be a code walkthrough as well, you know, how setup is being done. For example, in introduction to data cloud and setup, we are actually going to walk through how the setup is being done, connecting data source and mapping in data cloud. This is also going to be a hands-on session where one of our engineers is going to walk you through how data mapping is done how mapping is done in data cloud. Then the next podcast is going to be on harmonization, unification, segmentation, data cloud, Salesforce data cloud for Tableau. This is also going to be a sort of a hands-on session where we are going to show you how we can basically generate reports in Tableau using the data from the data cloud. Then it's going to be introduction to Service GPT. Similar, Taha is going to take care of that. We'll show you Service GPT in action. The introduction to Marketing GPT and introduction to Commerce GPT. Down the line, we will also discuss our discovery package, what sort of assets we create during our discovery sessions, and things like that. So down the line, in one of the podcasts, we will get more information on this. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining. With this, we'll end today's session, and we'll see you guys in our next podcast. Thank you very much.